You are listening to Amplify Your Success Podcast, episode 65. And today I've got a special guest joining me to talk about how to avoid being the best kept secret in your industry. So let's get started.
Welcome to the Amplify Your Success Podcast. Hey, are you a thought leader, creative entrepreneur, or change maker and want to magnify your impact, boost influence while creating a financial abundance? Stay tuned for today's inspiring episode with your host, Melanie Benson.
Hey there, Melanie here, and I'm so excited for today's episode. I've got my friend Rich German joining us, and we're going to talk about how to avoid becoming a best kept secret. It's all about visibility today. Let me tell you a little bit about Rich. Rich German is a best-selling author, speaker, and business lifestyle coach. Since 1999, he has conducted over 18,000 individual coaching sessions. I think he knows what he's talking about. He's the co-creator of the JV Insider Circle, which is a powerful community that supports coaches, authors, and speakers in building their business via joint venture partnerships. Now, Rich lives in Laguna Beach, California, and when he's not working, he can be found on the ocean paddleboarding with the dolphins and the whales. And I got to tell you, I see those pictures, Rich, and I'm like, oh, that is the life. So thanks for getting out of the ocean and joining us today.
Oh, thank you, Melanie. It's an honor to be here, and I'm excited to share with you and your amazing audience. So let's do it.
Yeah, so we're going to dig deep into visibility and, you know, what it takes to actually, you know, get out of the obscurity and move into being seen and how valuable that can be for someone who wants to build their business and grow their income, serve more people. And I thought we might want to just talk a little bit about how this has become something that's near and dear to you. Like, how did you stumble into this world of teaching people about visibility?
Yeah, so my great question. My business, as you said, it's the JV Insider Circle, JV standing for joint venture. So our focus is really helping coaches, authors, speakers, experts, anyone with a message they want to get out into the world in a big way. We teach them how to do that through joint venture partnerships. And the beauty of joint ventures is that I think if we really boil it down from a business standpoint, there's two great benefits. One is it's a way for someone to build a large email list. And two, it's a way to sell out your programs and products. You create a program, you have partners promote it, and boom, all of a sudden you make sales, you have clients, you make money. And those are two great reasons alone, right, to do joint ventures. But what I've really discovered is when we go kind of beneath the surface a little bit, and we look at, well, why is this important? What is it that a coach, an author, a speaker, what is it that they really want? And what I've discovered after doing this for many years is that word visibility. They really want to be visible. And it's not necessarily for an ego standpoint, like, look at me. It's because they want to help people. Like, most of the people that I work with, and as you said, and that's a true statistic, by the way, I've done over 18,000 coaching calls since I started back in 1999 when I was 12 years old. That's when I became a coach. I'm kidding. I wasn't 12.
22, so I've done, right? 22.
Yeah. Like that. I was 20-something, actually, but like the last number in the 20s. But after coaching so many people, specifically coaches, what I've discovered is that these people have pretty much every single one of them, and I know you've experienced this, has a story of pain, meaning they went through a painful experience in their life. And I've coached people in every, you name the niche, I've coached them, be it money, be it relationships, be it health, be it spirituality, whatever the niche might be. Typically, they went through a painful experience. They were able to find a solution to that pain, right? They had a health problem. And then they found this, and all of a sudden they were cured, they lost weight, they were healed. And now they have this gift that they were given that they just want to get out there to other people so that they can avoid the pain that they went through. Those are the people that I work with, which I'm very blessed to work with. So it's not just about building the big list. It's not just about the money. Those things are important. But like you said, it's really about visibility. These people too many times they feel like the best kept secret in town. And other people are suffering because they don't know who they are. And so that's why I love what I do and I love joint ventures, because it's a way to get that message out there to people that need it. Make sense?
Yeah, totally. And I can personally relate. You know, in the beginning, 17 years ago, I really felt like I had this great gift and nobody knew that it was important to them. It was painful. And there were some things that I had to learn to, you know, flip that into being a sought out expert, to being someone that people were looking for instead of feeling like I was chasing them. And, you know, I guess I'm kind of curious, like, how is it that we, you know, that like we find ourselves in this place where we're not being visible? Like, are there some things that we do that kind of put us in this little secret closet and we forget to get back out?
Honestly, that's a great question. I think that it's just, I think people that become coaches, and I'd love to hear your answer to your own question also. I think all too often people that become coaches, they became a coach because they have that solution, you know, they can help people, but they didn't think about it as a business. They didn't think, oh wait, I actually need to market myself. I need to generate leads. I need to get clients. And in a perfect world, they wouldn't have to do all that stuff, right? All they would have to do is just coach, you know, get on the phone, call a coaching client, get up on a stage and talk to an audience of people wanting to hear what they have to say, write a book, and boom, the people that need to read that book, it's in their hands. But unfortunately, that's not the way the world works. So I think what happens is you have a lot of frustrated coaches out there and experts that have that gift and have that deep sense of frustration because they're not, as you know, there's that gap between them and their wisdom and knowledge and the people that need it. And again, I take it right back to joint venturing. If you look at everyone in our space that is working at a high level, if you look at the people that have the big lists, that are getting in front of that audience, that have the visibility, that are making the impact and the difference that they want to make along with the income, I mean, if we were to interview all of them, I would bet, if you tell me if you disagree, that 99% of them, if we ask them, how did you build your big audience? How did you get that visibility? They would all say the same thing, and that was joint ventures. So let me go a little deeper. You might say, well, how did I even, you know, get into creating this community that we have? It was real simple. When I looked at my business back in like 2013, I realized, oh my gosh, I've built a list. I don't remember what it was at that time, probably close to 100,000 people, 100,000 targeted people interested in my topic. And I looked at, well, how did I do that? I built that list. 95% of it came from joint ventures. It came from other people in our industry promoting me to their audience. And all of a sudden, these people were on my list. And at that time, what we saw was that joint venturing was kind of like this private country club. And it was the same big name people that were doing all the joint ventures and they were just promoting each other. And the little guy, the newbie, couldn't get in. So I think in many ways right here, Melanie, we're talking to the person, that coach or expert with that gift, that message. They're probably not already at that high level. Maybe they're brand new, just trying to get in this game. Or they've been doing this for a while and they're frustrated because they don't have the visibility, they don't have that list. And what I wanted to do was basically level the playing field so that anyone at any level, as long as they had that gift and had some passion, could follow very simple steps of how to do a joint venture and then all of a sudden get that visibility that they want.
Yeah, I love that. And you know, I think joint ventures sometimes seem like they're this big thing, you know, but really what we're talking about is just simply how do we promote each other's stuff so we all win?
Yes. Yeah. And that's the core premise. What I love about joint ventures is it's collaboration. I made a statement years ago now that said collaboration is the new competition. And that competition as we know it is dead. Like there's no such thing as a solopreneur. We can't go out there and do this on our own. Like I need you, just like you need me. And I think in the old days, people were competitive. That's the way I was raised in business, was to be competitive. We got to beat our competition. We can't tell our competition what we're doing because they're going to steal it from us. And that never felt right to me. I always felt like just what you said, like we need each other. You know, on my own, I can only go so far, but when we work together, we're all going to go forward. And I think for some people listening, maybe that's a mind shift they need to make. You know, maybe they come from a corporate background that's all about competition. But what I was so, when I got into the space of not just personal development, but in the online space, because the first decade or so of coaching was not online. It was all at events and offline stuff. But when I said, I'm gonna jump into this pool of online marketing, and I put myself out there and I started talking to people, I couldn't believe how everybody was pretty much open to collaboration. Nobody was saying, oh, you do that, I do that. I'm not going to work with you, you're competition. They were very open to support, and it's always been that way for the past decade. So for anyone listening, if you're thinking, well, nobody's going to want to support me, who am I? You know, no one's going to want to promote me. Get that thought out of your head. You'll be shocked as you put yourself out there and really come from a place of how you can support other people, how they're going to turn around and want to support you. So, and again, it all ties back to visibility. The more you're supporting other people, you're helping them become visible, they're going to support you, you become more visible, and everybody else.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought up the mind shift, because my personal experience is the single greatest reason people aren't more visible is because of their mindset. And it may be just not knowing that you need to market yourself differently. I love that you brought up the whole, like, you know, they wanted to do this thing, but not necessarily have a business. But I also think sometimes people, they have still some stuff to work out about who they are and what their value is. So, you know, if somebody is maybe thinking to themselves, you know, I don't know if my stuff's good enough, or I don't know if, you know, anybody's ever going to want to promote my thing, or maybe they're even still stuck in, like, I don't know if I'm good enough. Like, what's the big mindset shift we need to embrace to be more visible?
I love that you brought up this question, because I'll be very transparent with you. I lead this community of hundreds of coaches and experts. And essentially what we do is two things. Number one is we teach them how to get what I call JV ready. It's basically, here's the simple steps that you need to put in place so that you are ready to do joint ventures. So we get you JV ready. And then number two, we basically train you, which is not very complicated, how to find JV partners. And the real magic of our program is that they're all right in our community. So it's like, you know, we call it like a match.com for coaches and experts without the rejection,
Yes.
So it's a really cool community. And what I wanted to say in transparency was, when I look at everyone in our community, I would love to be able to tell you that 100% of them are JV ready. And I'm like, well, wait a minute. These are the simple steps to follow. Why aren't everybody just following those steps, getting JV ready, connecting with partners, getting promoted, getting visible, building their audience, making all this money, and having a great life, right? And to me, the greatest advantage of joint venturing, you said at the onset of this conversation that I spend a good part of my time out on the ocean, the reason I'm able to do that is because of joint venturing. Because of that, I don't have to work that hard. I have other people promoting me, and I can, you know, kick back and be on the beach, be on the ocean doing my thing. So it leads back to the question, why isn't everyone just following the simple steps and getting JV ready? And I actually asked this question to our community at our live event last year, and it all came back down to what you said, and that was mindset. At the core, I think it's fair to say they don't believe in their own value. Why would someone want to listen to me? You know, who the hell am I to be an expert? And of course, my response is, who the hell are you not to be? Going back to what we said, every one of them has a story of pain. They were able to find a way out of that pain, and now they want to share that. That's enough right there, right? I don't think you need, you know, 20 years of experience as a coach to say, I'm an expert, I'm going to put myself out there. If you have a solution that people need, I think you owe it to yourself and to them to heal any mental stuff that needs to be healed, basically, so you can get out of your own way, right? Because those people need you. I remember saying to a long-time client of mine, and all my long-term clients become friends over the years, And she was kind of in that category of not getting ready and not putting herself out there. And I said to her one day, I said, Carol, I said, people are needlessly suffering right now because they don't know who you are, which was my way of saying, get your shit together now, you know, because, you know, let's get you out there because people need you. And when she heard that, like, oh my God, you're right, Rich, people are suffering, that really propelled her into action. So I think, you know, if we just talked about, here's how to get JB ready and here's why JBs are great and didn't address that mindset issue, I'm so glad you brought it up because I think there'd be a hole in this conversation. So thank you for bringing it up.
Yeah, you're welcome. Well, you know, I think there's knowing what to do. And I'm glad we're talking about this today because sometimes people don't even know this is possible. But then there's also being willing to do what works. And that's a lot of times where the mindset comes in and being willing to tackle those mental gremlins that are causing you to make ineffective growth decisions and not doing what works. I have to say,
and I'll be honest. I was just going to say real quick, I've been in this personal development world for 20 years. There's not a day that goes by that I don't do some work on myself and, you know, still healing anything that's holding me back. So it's a never ending process. And this is the magic of it. We're getting paid to work on ourselves, right? To be in this conversation all the time.
Totally.
Like, that's a really cool, that's a gift in itself. So sorry to cut
you off. I always say having your own business is the greatest personal development course next to having kids and being married. Yeah. So let's go a little bit deeper into visibility. You know, I think we can say there's lots of ways to be visible. We're talking about like how partnering and joint venturing can be the fastest way to open up new visibility. Give us a couple of insights. What do you need to do to be ready to be more visible?
Perfect. So I think the mindset part that you're talking about, because to your point, you could do all the steps, but if you don't believe in yourself, if you don't feel worthy of the visibility and the success, it's not going to work. So getting, you know, it's about who you're being in addition to the things that you're doing. So always working on that. I love that that came up. As far as what do you need to do? I think for this conversation, we don't have time to get into like all the exact steps, but I think what I would say is, how do you keep it simple? I think a lot of people, this is good actually, I think a lot of people see launches, online launches that go on, and they look complicated, and they're complex, and they, you know, people have all these long videos, and how did they make that video? They had to have someone write a script, and have a video production team come in, and all these JV partners are promoting it, and they're getting all these emails from all these different people talking about Melanie and her stuff, and, you know, it's like, I think people get totally intimidated by that process. So like in our training, we never say, hey, go do a big launch tomorrow. We say, start small. So it could be as simple as you create a 8-week program on how to lose weight, how to get along with your ex-husband, how to, you know, whatever your niche is, you know, whatever the list, you know, whatever you listening does, create an 8-week program. Then go find one person or two or three that has an audience of people that would be interested in your topic. And you go to them and say, hey, you have an audience of people interested in X. I've got a really cool program on X. Let's do an interview. Let's do a webinar. Or you don't even need a webinar. I started just doing teleseminars. Interview me here. Ask me these 8 questions. I'll talk. And at the end, I'll say, hey, if you like this, I've got this 8-week program for $400. And you tell the partner, we'll split the money. Like, keep it that simple. That's how I started my business, by the way. I didn't even call it joint venturing at the time. It's exactly what I did. I would create a program. I'd find someone that had an audience that might be interested. In fact, you know Christy Whitman, I'm sure, right?
Yeah, I know Christy.
So Christy, this is the first joint venture I ever did. I had at that time, I wrote a book about the law of attraction, and I created an 8-week class called The Art of Attraction. And I was introduced to Christy, who had an audience of people interested in the law of attraction. And I was a nobody at that time, but I somehow coerced her into interviewing me. She invited her list of 20,000 people to hear this interview. 856 of those people opted in to hear the interview. That meant now I had 856 new people on my list. This was like a decade ago, but I remember the numbers because it was the first time I ever did it. She interviewed me, so we provided a great value to her audience. And 24 of those people bought my course for $397. I gave her half the money. She was happy. She showed up for an hour and made a few grand. I made a few grand, but best thing is I had a list now of 856 people. I had 24 paying clients. And I, like I said, I didn't call it a joint venture, but I remember thinking like, well, that makes sense. Who else can I do that with? And that I did that for about 18 straight months. I would just go out there and I would meet with people, see who could interview me. And I did the same interview over and over, kept filling up this program. I built a list of 10,000 people in the first year just by doing that. I had clients. I started promoting other people. They were promoting me, and it just kind of snowballed from there. So moral to the story, start small, keep it simple. You don't need to get fancy.
Yeah. And really, you know, work out your stuff. You know, it's like there's a lot of things you can talk about, figure out the talk that really resonates the most, and just do that. Like, and I don't know about you, Rich, but with all the technology these days, we've got Facebook Live that you can do interviews with people. We've got podcasts like we're doing right now. We've got traditional webinars and calls. I had a friend, because we just recently did the Own Your Bold Challenge, he interviewed me on Facebook Live for just his profile page. And we probably got about 10 to 15% of our signups just from that one Facebook interview. And so there's so many different ways that you can start doing it. So I love that you're saying, keep it simple, just get something going. You know, I say work out your topic and really get it nailed down. It's just about getting into motion. Be bold, make the request, right? Like you got to make the ask. If you don't ask, nobody's going to say yes.
I think it's important what we're doing right now. I always tell people, especially when they're new, to start a podcast. And the reason is when you're new, you might not be able to get someone with a big list to promote you, but it's really easy to get even big name people to agree to do a podcast interview. And the reason is, it goes back to the word of the day, is visibility. Like right now, Melanie, you came to me and said, hey, I want to interview you for my podcast.
Yes.
And my brain goes, oh, visibility.
Yes. Right?
And any, I don't care how big or small someone is, nobody ever says, nah, I don't need any more visibility. I'm tapped out. I don't want anyone else to know about what I'm doing. I've never heard anyone say that. So my point is to listeners, start a podcast. And even like you said, Facebook Live is even, it's so simple. I'm not a tech guy. I know how to do a Facebook Live. It's super simple. But start a podcast. Start interviewing other people. That's the easiest first way to get people, you know, to create those relationships and start doing joint ventures. So podcasts like we're doing right now is a very great idea.
So let's say someone's all in, they're super excited, they're going to start doing calls with people, and let's say they do bump up against some no's, like people are not biting. What's a piece of advice you give to somebody who maybe it's not working yet for them?
I've never been rejected in my entire life, Melanie, so I don't even know how to answer this question.
You're like, that doesn't exist.
Rejection? What's that?
Well, I would
I'm kidding, you might be asking the wrong people,
right? Like you may be asking people that there's not a fit. And I do think sometimes that's real, right? Like if you're in one industry, but you're trying to get somebody in personal development to bring you on, and maybe you're like hardcore marketing, there may not be a fit. So that's where I was going with that one.
Oh, great. Yeah. So basically, why do people get rejected?
Yes.
There's reasons. One is it's just not a fit. If we're not a fit, that's more of an objection than a rejection. Or they might not get the whole concept of collaboration. They might be stuck in that competitive mindset, and that's okay also. In fact, I mean, honestly, I don't care about rejection. I was obviously kidding a minute ago when I said I've never been rejected. I'm a man. We get rejected all the time. I teach something I call, I'll share it real briefly for time's sake, but I teach something called the 5-1 rule, and that is, I encourage all my clients every day to reach out to five potential JV partners. Reach out to five people that might make sense for you to collaborate with. So five, reach out today. And then the goal is that you'll have one JV conversation. You have one 15-minute conversation a day. Hey, Melanie, you seem like you're up to really cool things in the world. You know, what are you up to? What are you excited about? Let's see how we might be able to work together. And Melanie shares what she's up to. And then, of course, she's going to turn around and say, hey, Rich, you know, what do you got going on? And then I share what I'm up to. I say, have one of those a day. And so let's do the math. Reach out to five people a day with the goal of talking to one. That, what does that mean? Four out of the five are going to reject you. Four out of the five either won't respond or they'll say, I don't want to talk to you or whatever. It doesn't matter. Like, if you just have one, Jay, think about it. Do the math. If you talk to one person a day, and let's say you work 200 days a year, that's 200 potential JV partners. If even a small percentage of those 200 said, oh yeah, let's do something together. Let's do an interview. Let's do a telesummit. I'll promote you for your launch or whatever. You're going to have more JV partners than you can handle, and the visibility, the list build, all that stuff is going to happen. So it's a numbers game. So I'm glad that you brought up rejection, because that goes back to the mindset piece also. You got to be able to handle a little rejection, and just, you know, I never take it personally. It's just maybe, you know, if I say to a potential partner, hey, we have this launch coming up, can you promote it? The timing might not work, right? They're promoting something else. Or like you said, it might not be a fit. Or they might say, oh, that's too close to what I do. It doesn't feel right. It's more objections than rejections. If you're getting rejected over and over because people don't like your personality, well, that's another thing you might want to look at.
That's a different issue. Yeah. And I'm glad you brought those up. And we had this part of the conversation because, you know, people make up a lot of reasons why something won't work for them. Really, it's quite simple. It's just not a fit, right? And so go back and run this number thing. I love the talk to five people a day, you know that one of them will probably come to fruition. This is exactly how I primed my pump in the early days. I was just like, all right, I got to talk to so many people this week and start building some new relationships. Maybe one or two will pan out. Those one or two turned into $500,000 relationships.
And this is why we love joint venturing, because you could go out, think about it, as a coach, ultimately, what are we trying to, we're trying to get clients. So the beauty of joint ventures is you have two ways you can go about this. As let's say you're a coach, you can go out looking for clients one at a time. You know what I mean? I'm going to talk to as many people as I can to get one client. The magic of a joint venture is with one JV partner, they could send you hundreds of leads and dozens of clients just like that. So it's just, for me, I'm all about efficiency with my time. If I can make one call and get 10 clients, I'd rather do that than make 10 calls to get one client. And that's the magic of
it. Yeah, great perception. Because again, it's all about recognizing the value of your time and what your effort will bring. I love optimizing your effort like that. So, and it works. So, it's a really valuable strategy. So I know we're really close on time today. I want to say, first of all, I'm a huge fan of the JV Insider Circle. I'm a member. I've been, you know, connecting to this process for 15 years. It works. And I love you guys have created a community that makes it even easier. And you guys also, you have a gift that I want to share with our community today. It's called the free Get Known Now Action Guide. And I have a special link for you guys. It's melaniebenson.com/JVIC. Rich, can you tell us real quick what they'll get in that guide?
Yeah, it's perfect. I mean, it's right in alignment with what we're talking about here. It's basically the steps to get you into action to start getting known, getting visibility to, I love how we're saying it, to no longer feel like the best kept secret in town. Again, it's ultimately, it's going to help you to build a large email list and get clients, right? Create income, which is, I know, critical to keep your business going. But even at, like we're saying, at a deeper level, it's about getting that visibility. It's about getting your message out there to people that need it. And that's what the guide will help you.
I love it. And so MelanieBenson.com/JVIC is where to go grab that action guide. I highly recommend you go get it and just be in the experiment. Start simple. Like Rich said, put one thing into action. I guarantee you, you will be farther along in being visible and getting out of the closet of being a best kept secret than you are right now. And be sure to follow along what they're doing. They've got such an awesome program, so many awesome things that they're helping people accomplish. The big thing is really like, let's get you visible. Let's get you in front of more of your ideal clients. So Rich, thanks for joining me today. You want to leave us with a parting nugget of wisdom?
Oh God, pressure.
No pressure.
No, honestly, I think we covered a lot. I'll go back to what I said before. The steps required to do this are not that complicated. It's really about you having the courage to put yourself out there, and we can help you do that. And it does require some courage. If it was that easy, everybody would do it. The steps are easy, but it's really having that personal courage and fortitude to put yourself out there. And like I said before, I really feel that people are suffering out there needlessly simply because they haven't been exposed to you. And we want to help you get exposed to the people that need you, that you can make a difference. I don't work for money. I don't do anything for money. I know that if I make enough of an impact on other people's lives, the money's going to come. And my guess and hope is that if you're hanging with Melanie in her world, that that's your mindset also. And so let's get you that visibility. Let's get you in front of those people that need you and your wisdom so that we can all make a difference together. So
I love it.
That's all I have.
Thank you.
Thank you, Melanie.
Yeah. So make sure you visit the show page at MelanieBenson.com/blog to get all of the resources from today, catch the highlights. Make sure if you didn't catch that link, MelanieBenson.com/JVIC. It will also be posted on the show page. And come back next week. We will have another inspiring episode of Amplify Your Success. See you then. If you've loved this episode and you think others might too, give it a little social media love. That on the show page, there are buttons that you can share it. I'm on Twitter, Mel Coach. I'm on Facebook, Melanie Benson Strick. I'm on Instagram at Coach Melanie Benson. So thanks so much for being here. We'll be back again next week with another exciting, inspiring episode of Amplify Your Success. I'm Melanie Benson. Bye for now.